Welcome to your premier internet radio source for the engaged parent and dedicated educator. The journey begins. This is eFocus with your host, Michelle Davis Robinson. Today's show will be a phone conversation with Maryland State Senator James Carew Rosapep about his vision for local and national education.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Davis Robinson, and this is the eFocus series. And today I'm talking to Senator James C. Rosenthal, State Senator for Maryland. He's going to talk with us today about his visions of education and other issues centering around education, both state level and national level. Good morning, Senator Rosenthal. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good. So let's just start with you telling our listeners a bit about your background and what motivated you to seek office and to work on that level.
Well, my background is actually I was born in Italy. I came to the United States as an infant.
Oh.
I've lived in College Park for about 30 years and pretty much been involved with the community. College Park, Maryland, over most of that time. I chaired the Economic Development Committee in the city. I served on the Democratic Central Committee for the state of Maryland. And in 1986, I was elected to the House of Delegates, where I served for 11 years. Now, I'm obviously back in the state Senate. In between, for a little over 5 years, I was on the Board of Regents of the University System of Maryland. And for 3 years, I served in President Clinton's administration as the U.S. Ambassador to Romania. So I've always been interested in public service.
Well, why do you feel you're drawn to that public service?
Well, I think part of it is my parents were both journalists and very much focused on public affairs and what was going on in the community and in the country and internationally, frankly, too. And then, I was a young person during the Kennedy era, and public service was something that was very much valued. And
absolutely.
President Kennedy and others inspired a lot of folks to get involved in public service.
Well, let's just talk about what we talk about here on the journey all the time, in education. This is tough economic times. What do you see for your constituents in Maryland, who you serve? What is your vision for education for them?
Well, it depends what you're talking about. I mean, obviously, you got different age groups, and you also have people who come to school with different goals and different abilities. Obviously, big picture, we want everyone to have the greatest opportunity they can to go as far as they can with their education. But we also want them to have a strong start. So one of the things that I've promoted over the years very strongly is pre-K, for example, because we have a lot of kids, particularly from single parent households, from lower income households, who come to school not very well prepared for school compared to some of their more middle class classmates. So one thing that's very important is that more kids have an opportunity at a very young age, 3-4 years old, to start building vocabulary, to start understanding the basics of arithmetic, understanding how to study. So that when they get into the first grade, they're really ready to learn. So that's sort of one area. A second area is we have a lot of kids who have the ability to come to school ready to learn, but need to be challenged and need alternative ways to learn. Not every kid excels sitting with 25 kids in a classroom, facing a teacher. So one of the things I've been a big proponent of is alternatives, online education, more student-focused education, talented and gifted programs, things that provide for the diversity of our student bodies so that we're focusing on what the students need, what the students can do, and make them most successful. And then just to finish up on this, we can get into more detail. At the other end, when you get up to college, one of the issues is obviously in the United States, we charge a lot of tuition to go to college, whereas K-12 is free. And so you end up having significant economic barriers to people being able to go as far as they want in higher education. And so both when I was on the Board of Regents of the University of Maryland, but also since now I'm in the state Senate, I'm a great champion of college affordability, holding down tuition, making it affordable for middle-class people, lower-income people to be able to afford to go to college.
Okay, well, that sounds good, but, as you well know, this is the time of pulling